an axle, then you'd have the wheel go on the axle on the spindle, and then you'd have the tap to go on the end of the spindle to hold the wheel on.
What are the, you have the hubs and the spokes come out, and what do they fit into?
That's the axle.
Or go in the other direction.
Oh, it goes into the rim. And the, on the rim of the wagon, you've got a rim goes around there, and it has holes in it where that spoke goes up in it, and it has a, then it has a metal tire that goes on that.
The rim comes in different sections, you know?
Yeah.
What do you call each of those sections? Do you ever hear of a valley? A valuable?
Filler.
What's that?
Well, that'd be a, that you, if you had to put an extra piece in, that'd be a filler you'd have to cut to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
On the rim, you know, to fill in the rim.
Mm-hmm.
See, the rim would be the whole wagon wagging around.
What are the traces hook on to?
Single trees.
And if you have two of those, you have?
A double team.
And connect?
Double tree.
Huh?
Double tree.
Okay. And something of, say if your wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had the...
Greasy.
You say yesterday he
greased it. Yesterday you don't understand why it's squeaking today, do you?
And if you got grease all over your hands would be all
black as ace of spades. Well, I just reach and get me some grass or something, wipe it off and go on.
But your hands, before you wipe it off, your hands would be real
slick.
Greasy.
Slick and greasy.
And what you put in a pistol would be called a
cylinder. In it, put in, what did you say?
What you put in a pistol.
Oh, cartridges.
Okay. What's a cylinder?
Cylinder is the thing that turns around and around on the...
That the cartridge goes in?
Goes in, they go into it.
You'd straighten your hair using a comb and a... A comb and a...
Brush.
Okay. You're going to use that. You'd say you were going to...
Comb the head and brush it.
And what do you call the things in a brush? That...
Well, now, there's different kinds of that stuff to go in the brush, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got the plastic threads and needles that go in there, and then we got the... We used to have it, and it was a grass, kind of a type of a grass brush that you'd have.
Mm-hmm.
There's different kinds of them.
And you're chopping a straight razor using a leather
strap, right.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
We generally use a wet rock.
What about for a big tool like an axe or a hoe? You'd use a
file or a grind rock. I got an old time grind rock out there in my shed now. It's been here before I was born. It come down in my family.
Do you still use it?
No, I haven't used it in years. We used to grind our axes and hoes and everything else on it.
Something that children would play on. You take a board and it goes up and down?
Ride a horse.
Hmm?
Well, we used to call them. I know one time the boys would go out there in the woods and we'd cut us down a sapling up about that high.
About 4 feet?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 feet high up here. And we'd cut around this sapling, and then we'd peel that off to about the size of this microphone here, and we'd bore a hole with a big auger through this big pole that we got, and put that pole down through that hole, and take a little of that axe grease and grease that around on that side there, and you talk about a rider horse, we had it.
It's been around and
around? Round and around, and skin your head and everything else a bump in the ground.
What's something that would fit over a trestle and go up and down?
Well, that was what you'd call a riding horse. What do you think they ought to be?
Well, there's one that would spin around and around like this.